Yes, sir. It's the Get With The Times podcast. This is your host, Drish, man. I'm kicking with my boy, Sincere and Draco. What's going on with y'all boys?
I'm going to stop playing.
Get in.
What's going on, my boys?
Shit, nah. No, shit, nigga. You know what the fuck going on. What the hell y'all boys got going on this beautiful day?
Boy, this shit hot as hell.
It's beautiful. It's
about to rain
today, ain't it?
Shit, you ain't lying, bro. Okay, so it ain't really that beautiful, but shit.
Well, this shit feel like 105 outside, bro. I ain't even leaving the crib.
Damn,
105, my boy. Woo.
Hell yeah. You ever been outside? This shit so damn hot. You walk outside and you immediately get nauseous because the air is so goddamn dense.
Now, I know that heat while I walk outside and get pissed the fuck off.
That's included. You leave out the crib laughing and joking and shit. As soon as you touch the car,
You touch down outside, yo, day you pissed. Down.
Nigga, that shit crumpled be the worst if you just took a goddamn shower and you get outside and it's that immediate sweat. Weather.
Man, what? Walk your pores open up and sweat be just mad coming as right out.
Walk out that motherfucker, man. God damn, why it's so hot today? That shit be pissing me.
Shit, I even made a status yesterday. That shit hurt my feelings when I came out this bit. Right?
Even a natural sauna and shit.
Yeah. Shit, before we kick it off, I'm going to shout out the Slim Thicks today. We keep shouting out the BBWs. I want the Skinny Minis to know we still rocking with y'all.
Yes, sir, for sure. Shout out to the Slim Thick James. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all the shotties with no smelly back shot air. Usually, preferably, it'd be the Slim Jig Johns. But shout out to the big woman that don't got stinky back shot air. That means y'all doing a good ass job cleaning your ass cheeks.
Hey, no cap, bro. I'm gonna let y'all know that boy right there. That's the back shot air general, dude.
No cap. I am the back shot patroller. I'm trying to see who got the stank booty air and the smell good booty air. Let me see what's going on. I'm trying to see something.
This nigga in his bag. No cap.
He is Duffy. Chanel.
Nigga, snap. But shit, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to them Slim Thick James, man, for real.
Yes, sir.
We ain't forgot about y'all, but you know what I'm saying? We had to shout out the BBWs for a little minute. You know what I'm saying? BBWs be going through it, man. But anyway.
Shout out to black women. But y'all knew that already.
For sure. Shout out to them Nubian queens.
Hell yeah. Shout out to my melanin queens. You did?
Oh, yes, sir. You know how we getting down.
Black girl magic, hashtag.
But shit, let's go ahead and jump in, man. I'm going to go ahead and jump in with something light, though, man. I just got a quick question, man. What's up with all these little niggas wearing these fake ass bulletproof vests, man? What's up with this?
I don't even fucking know, but all I'm gonna say, dog, is whoever listed this, y'all know them shit's not real, nigga. If you get shot, you're dying.
These little wannabe street niggas, but they just wake up, go to the mall, like, shit, I'm about me a bulletproof vest. What kind of shit is that, nigga? You bought your goddamn bulletproof vest out of fucking store. Like, it ain't even no goddamn place to buy no fuck.
No plates in it. The shit lightweight.
You done bought.
They better off wearing a thermal shirt.
Hell yeah.
You done bought your bulletproof vest right next to your Air Force Ones. You just caught. Like, what the fuck, bro?
They went straight to DCLR and got a bulletproof vest.
That shit.
Nigga, you trying a little hard?
I don't care what niggas be wearing, bro, but I'm pretty sure bulletproof vest ain't supposed to be crop top. Why the fuck is your belly button showing, nigga?
And nigga hard as hell with his belly button out, nigga. What the fuck?
I ain't never seen 50 Cent wear no shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. These stylists trying to get niggas killed though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Y'all talking about population control? This one's one of them. They getting all the dumb niggas up out of here.
They dropping a goddamn designer bulletproof vest. What the fuck? And shit. The bitch fake.
The main culprit is Blueface. That nigga got them hoes on every day.
Yeah, that nigga.
Blueface, baby.
Yeah, all right.
all right. You can do that. Shut up. Y'all boys take off the bulletproof vests, because I seen about 7 different niggas in Augusta. Yeah. Some of y'all I know. I mean, I'm like streets, but, you know, better safe than sorry.
Y'all motherfuckers might as well go ahead and take that shit off and get shot in the chest like your daddy used to. Like,
damn!
Shit, I'm just saying.
Hell yeah. Pops. Damn, take off the bulletproof vest, put the V-necks back on. Like,
y'all better off wearing the jean jackets, man. Shit.
Them fake ass chains have got them stop a bullet for that vest, dude.
Right, the bubble chains stop a bullet for the bulletproof vest. Y'all might as well just keep wearing them bubble chains.
Damn, gold. Bullet reflector.
That motherfucker don't make no sense, man. These young niggas snapping with that bullshit, that dumbass shit, man. These niggas pop a perk, go buy a bulletproof vest. Like, this shit don't make no sense.
They pop half of a perk five. Yeah. I pop a perk and give me more stamina. You better off popping an ibuprofen pill. Like, come on, man.
Niggas already be off the bulletproof thinking that bullet mean perk thinking that bulletproof. Now that nigga ain't got a bulletproof vest. You can't tell that nigga shit.
They tell him shit. And he got an empty Glock on his side. He think he lit. He got mods on the gun and everything. No bullets in it.
Nigga ain't shooting shit. Nigga getting shot.
Nigga don't even want
to. Niggas ain't shooting shit. He getting shot.
Niggas don't even want to be shooters no more. These niggas defenders.
Hey, niggas want to be targets. Shit don't make sense, bro.
Man, I hope y'all payroll for this bulletproof vest shit. Y'all
shit, I need to be, man. I've been talking about this shit for about a smooth about a month and a half, 2 months, bro.
Nah, you know these niggas trying to get sponsored by Fashion Nova, man.
Oh, yes, sir. We need that Fashion Nova Man ad, man. Tell them to
Fashion hit. Nova Man, yes, sir. Category armor.
Yes, sir.
Shop armor.
But nah, man, onto a serious note, man. Fuck them niggas, man. They just get shot. That, you know, the boy Drake, he really been in his bag. You know what I'm saying? He been going in. I know y'all checked out the Best in the World pack. How y'all feeling about it?
Yeah, when Drake get to talking on records, it's going to be a scary summer. I told him, like, you know, when he get into talking back, yeah.
And you know when he bring out that Ross feature, it's something crazy on the way.
I'm telling you, I just popped the sweat.
Yeah, man, that old murder, that shit was hard, and yeah. You know what I'm saying. I told you this shit since here one day, sometime last week, man.
I caught it early too.
Hell yeah, I like, man. I think that nigga Pusha T. I think goddamn Drake done went and pushed a T on that bit a little bit, and then lo and behold, everybody started talking about that shit. I said, yeah, that nigga Drake know what he be doing, man, with them subliminals for sure. That nigga don't.
Yeah, but. You already know what's coming next. If you're gonna run away from the fire, man, don't keep trying to spark another one. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
I personally feel like Pusha hearing all this, you feel me? I feel like Pusha needs to go at his head top again, just apply pressure. At that point, he ain't got no choice but to respond.
Hell yeah.
I that's what I think. That's my take on it. Yeah. Pusha needs to just bully him, corner him. Cause I want to hear that track that he said he supposedly had. You feel me?
Hell yeah, I feel that shit. But I feel like that shit some damn cap, bro. If that nigga had that shit, he would have put that shit out. That nigga got ran into a corner, and Jay Prince was like,
"He got beat, man."
Back in the house, nigga.
Yeah, he got beat. He got beat at his own game.
Exactly. How y'all get knocked out and then come back with a jab a few months later?
And then he did that on Scorpion or whatever. He was dissing him a little bit on the album.
Hell
just
yeah,
like, man! Let that shit go, man. If you ain't gonna, you lost, bro. Like,
but shit, you know, Drake
he still did his thing on murder. On murder, though, he did his thing. He popped his shit.
Man. Oh yeah, that shit
really
hard.
Big on the subliminal,
that shit hard.
That shit. That
what
shit.
You say, Brian?
I said that nigga really been big on the subliminals his whole career, though. He done had a lot of beefs with some high powered niggas, and that nigga ain't never said them names.
Yeah, but. Push the shit. It went sour, so you might want to just cut.
Hell yeah, cause really, bro, Drake was dissing the most out of Kanye, nigga. Why are you going at Pusha? You was dissing Kanye, nigga. Pusha was cooking your ass.
Yeah, but I think he went straight to the source because he know where Pusha got that shit from, really. I think he knew, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of over with Pusha, but he's like, fuck this shit. I'm going to Kanye head talk.
Yeah, he just got to go everybody but feel like he got betrayed by type shit.
Hell yeah, because, I feel him, though, on that shit on going to Kanye, because, I mean, that's who the fuck, you know what I'm saying, he got the shit from. So, like, you know what I'm saying, I feel him on that. But that Pusha shit, just leave that alone. I say he need to leave that alone.
Yeah, Pusha T a different beast, man. Yeah. You don't want to smoke with that.
Yeah. Yeah, he got Drake up. He ain't get him up out of here, but in rap standards, he got that nigga.
He hurt that nigga.
Yeah. He actually scathed him. Like, he put a little damage on Drake with that shit.
Yeah, he really got his ass with that one.
Yeah. That was the first time I seen Drake get wounded in a long time, really ever.
Shit, that's the first time.
Yeah,
I was about to say anybody else.
Because I'm sitting here thinking about the reference tracks. Niggas really wasn't stunning it. They were just like, oh, all right.
Hell yeah. Shit. The only other person who even almost got Drake out of here was Johnny Blaze.
Wow. was not.
Yeah, Drake popped this shit on Murder though, and I'm excited to see what he got on the album. But you know, he do this every year. The album be on some R&B shit.
Exactly,
so.
Bro. I don't even want to hear the damn
album. I don't know though, man. I think with them winning the goddamn championship, I don't think it's gonna really be on the R&B shit like that. But I mean, you know, it's Drake, so I mean, of course,
he's Drake. Man.
He a big rap this fan, bro, but I really don't think that's fucking determined.
He do this every year. He drops some rap ass shit, and then the album be R&B. Don't get me wrong, he throw a little rap tracks in it, but it don't just be rapping. Like, it be on some pop shit, pop rap shit.
Hell yeah, yeah. We ain't ever getting on 9 a.m. in Dallas no more.
Yeah, speaking of pop, Drake, man, Drake recently, well, just recently, last few days ago, he tied the Beatles for most top 100. Top 10 hits with 34 tracks, and I say after that album drop, he gonna go ahead. He probably gonna be in the lead because Madonna in first place with 38, and that's on the 4 spots. Oh, yeah. So you know how Drake do when he drop albums, that shit gone.
Yeah, it's a rap. He about to be the best of all time when it comes to that shit.
Hell yeah,
he getting that off the strength when he dropped the album.
When it come to numbers, you damn near can't touch Drake.
Yeah. Shit. Damn, numbers don't lie, bro. You ought to be one of the greatest as far as the stats. That's crazy.
Shit, he been one of the greatest. Shit, he ain't becoming. He just gonna get the lead.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. He gonna that motherfucker. Once he caught that motherfucking OVO plane, that fucking Air Drake shit. I was like, this nigga really in his bag. Like, that's a different bag right there. But man, yeah. When it comes to Drake, man, the numbers don't lie. So he really be going off with that shit.
Yes, sir. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Black men don't lie. But nah, man. Yeah, that's incredible right there, man. I can't wait till the album drops so he can get number one. Cause let's get Madonna up out of here.
Yes, sir.
Let's get Madonna and the Beatles up out of here.
Yeah, let's get anybody up out of here who adopting black kids and they white. Man, fuck off.
Let's get Backshot Breath Madonna up out of here, man.
Woo!
Hell yeah. Shit. This will make up for that time she sexually harassed Drake on stage.
All right. Drake about threw up on stage.
Oh, God. That breath smelled like Marlboro Reds and ass.
Damn. Wasn't he supposedly fucking with her?
Nah, bro. We ain't going to allow that to be put in this podcast. Take the energy away.
I'm weak as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm off Drake. Yeah. I feel like I'm dick eating his ass now a little bit.
Yeah.
Shouts to Drake, though.
Yeah, shout out to Drake, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we just giving shout out shit. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, man. y'all boys ain't got no topics. You know, get something off your chest type shit.
I don't know.
I'm going to come clean.
Oh, shit.
I'm tired of these bitches. I'm tired of these bitches looking for justifications to be a fucking hoe, bitch. If you want to go fuck hella niggas, just don't do that shit. We don't need no excuse. You don't have to come out with the hot takes, the excuses. Just get out there and hoe. Shake some ass.
Yeah, ain't no judging you, baby. We're gonna stand by on the sideline. And we're gonna cheer for you.
Exactly. We love the sexually liberated women, nigga.
Yes, sir.
So all you female listeners, that means the homebodies, that means the two job workers, that means all y'all stay-at-home mothers, y'all are at risk of getting cheated on.
Oh, just
live your life, man.
Yes, exactly. Live your life. You staying at the house watching Netflix. Don't.
I know some hoes that's cheating on their nigga and not getting cheated on. It's just all circumstantial.
Exactly.
What goes down, what type of person you dealing with.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That's facts, though.
For sure. For sure. These bitches ain't loyal no more, man.
No, they ain't.
Fuck no.
Hell no.
I don't think they ever been loyal. I think technology just like making it more easy to know. Exactly. Like, you know, just grinding.
Man, you telling me that they get 100 DMs from niggas every day and they ain't going for at least five?
Five of them popping.
Exactly.
Like a week.
It feels so,
she texted 10 of them.
It feels so good to be a black man, knowing that you're not cheating out here, man. This shit feels good.
Hell yeah, it's hard to cheat when you ain't got no girlfriend.
Fact. That 25% in me, man. I don't know. I'm getting the cheating.
What 25% is that?
I don't know.
But see,
my ancestry.com.
What, you Indian?
Results yet. don't know. It's a little mixture.
But see, my boy, you cheating once you get pushed, so I can't blame you.
Exactly, bro. Facts. Black men don't cheat unless pushed.
I got pushed.
Run and tell
they
that.
Made me do it.
So if a black man
it
is
was, they
out
made
here,
me do it.
If a black man is out here cheating, it's because something happened. He's been pushed to that result.
I've been pushed.
No,
man.
No black man is out here physically, freely cheating on his queen.
Exactly.
And if he is, we cannot condone. Exactly. We cannot condone.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So it's just like black men don't cheat, man. These hoes be out here. Ooh, these hoes, man. I seen somebody post the other day that the females really be cheating, and I said, look at it. It come from right at the horse mouth. This shit, man. This shit don't be goddamn making no goddamn sense. I swear.
Oh God! But
the craziest thing, really, is just when you fuck another nigga girl. That's when, and he don't know. That's when you just be like, damn, I know my bitch probably cheating on me. Shit.
Hey, I fuck too many niggas, bitches. How could I trust?
That's what
mine,
I'm saying.
Nigga.
How can I trust mine?
Yes, like, sir. Know that bitch going for it. Somebody else bitch went for it.
But I done fucked other niggas bitches that I shouldn't really have been fucking. I'm like, damn, this nigga better off than me, and you let me
shit
fuck.
To keep it a band, really. Black men, we really be the most wholesome because half the time we ain't even know Shardy had a nigga until after.
Exactly.
After the fact, they was lying
then
to us.
We be feeling bad, like, wow, you saying
exactly.
You saying hid this secret?
Exactly. And then it's like, damn, bitch, we in the same city. I might know, bro. I might have seen him at the mall.
Right. Bro, what? You snap, bro. You snap. You just dropped the bomb, boy.
I didn't even mean no shit by that, bro. I was just saying a location. You might have seen the nigga at the movies, the bowling alley, shit.
That shit hit home, man. Damn.
Shit. You know it's always a therapy session when they get with the time.
For sure.
I just had a flashback.
Oh, shit.
Sure. Brand Foot Locker. I'm like, damn. I'm
oh, damn. Then they got them dropping the whole goddamn shit back.
Damn.
But, shit. That's a year ago. Fuck
oh, it. Yeah. It'd be like that, man. Because, shit, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I was cracking one nigga bitch, and he shopped at the goddamn store, man. So, I be seeing that nigga shopping. I'm like, you just don't know, dog.
You I thought just you said shot up the store. I'm like, goddamn.
Nah, hell
I'm
nah.
Like, damn, you skated through that situation.
Nah. He shopped at that bitch. So I was like, ooh, shit, why be cracking your bitch? But, anyway. Anyway.
Anywho.
We ain't even going to get into that.
Yeah, it's all
it's
good.
It's the Get With The Times podcast, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on with us, man.
Ain't no boundaries.
Shit, why are we talking about these hoes, man? You know, we've been talking about this shit a lot. So I'm going to go ahead and jump it out there, man. Ladies, if you out here having a threesome with two dudes, you're getting a train ran on you straight the fuck up. I don't give a fuck what these niggas finna say. I don't give a fuck what they finna tell me. I just feel like if two niggas fucking you at the same time, you getting double dick down, that's a motherfucking choo-choo train.
All right, I'm
that's a motherfucker. We're gonna call that bitch the Thomas. That's motherfucking Thomas the train right there, baby.
All
right,
I'm about to come in and Okay. Nah,
oh
man,
my gosh.
I can't agree, bruh. So one bitch and two niggas, as much as you don't like it, it still is a threesome.
I understand it's a double standard, but just how I look at it, I'm pretty sure don't nobody want no bitches out here getting double dick, but it's just like you never know what a bitch done been through, especially in high school years, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is though, bruh, that shit's still so different because a train is like a bitch just laying there, got them niggas lining up going in and out, nigga. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, shit. I'm
if it's just
it
a sexual experience, the bitch might just be goddamn, you know.
She freaky dicky.
You know what I'm saying? She's
freaky dicky.
Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all how I feel about it. It is a threesome. It's all about context, but shit. If I heard that. So like if I heard underscore smash, I'm like, damn, you got a train run?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
If it got said that way, then yes. But if it was like on some shit like it started off, I had a threesome with da 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 shit. I'm still gonna feel the same way, but shit. You said threesome.
Yeah, but that's like, so somebody, crazy though. Like
motherfucker, if a girl come up to you and tell you like, I let so and so goddamn fuck me at the same time, I said, huh?
Right. I'm
looking dead in your face and huh? Bitch, you a goddamn train track. You should work for Amtrak. Fuck you talking about, bitch. You got a train ran on your ass.
That shit really so crazy, though, with the double standard, though, because it's like, you could go fuck two bitches and that shit cool. A bitch tell you some shit like that and everybody in the
I don't know, though. These new girls, man, they on some other shit now. Now they be like, yeah, we ran a train on.
Oh, no, they ain't ran no train on me, nigga.
I'm coming now.
Fuck the whole time.
I'm telling you, that's how they coming out.
No, the fuck they
said,
better
they
not.
They said they flipping the script.
I swear to God, if them
I swear that's
out here
that's crazy. Y'all hear two girls like, yeah, we ran the train on this series. That's wild.
I ain't never heard a female speak on it like that.
That's insane.
They better not be speaking on us like that out here.
Yeah, we ran the train on Jordan. If I heard that from two girls, I would be dying. That's insane.
That shit would be funny as hell. And I ain't gonna lie to you. If they said it, I might sit there and agree. Like, yeah, y'all so did. Y'all fucked shit out of me. I'm gonna say that shit.
Y'all ran right through my ass.
Yeah, sir.
Y'all took me down through there. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, took me right up through. Dude,
both of y'all gave me extra mouth sauce. What are you talking about?
Ain't nothing like the high fructose.
these bitches out here freaky deaky for sure. Like, this shit don't make no sense. These bitches too freaky.
That's how they
deaky.
Coming though, man. That's what they said on Twitter.
Hell no.
You know as Twitter topics go, it can get a little absurd sometimes because apparently it's a crime now to text a girl in the morning and ask her how she slept. When did this become a crime? Yeah. When did this become lame? When did this become the bad thing to
shit
do?
News?
Because I'm lost.
Bro, to be real with you, I don't fucking know. I don't know what's up with these bitches. Because, these bitches really could be confusing, dog. Because if a nigga, if you feel some type of way because a nigga, if you feel like a nigga lying because he asked how did you sleep, something ain't right.
Yeah, hell yeah. But
nigga is acting like a respectful ass Tommy question.
Bro, all I'm going to say to all the hoes listening, to all the good women listening that I fuck with and do whatever I do with, if you fucking text me in the morning and say good morning, the first shit coming right after is how'd you fucking sleep? I'm not asking shit else.
Yeah, you feel me? Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to say besides I wish you a great day?
What you going to eat? What you going to eat for breakfast?
Yeah,
the
like...
The only thing that they was saying as far as that, they also was like, also the dumb shit when niggas ask like, did you eat? Like, that is kind of a dumb question.
Yeah.
Like, homeless. Okay, I'm not asking, did you eat?
Yeah,
you
that shit lame, but it's
that
like...
Is
only
lame.
Time I ask that if it's, I'm trying to get something to eat with the bitch.
Exactly.
No, I feel you on that. You feel me? That's understood.
Yeah.
That's understood. Now, they ain't really made that too clear, but if it was just on some shit like, did you eat, then that
oh,
is
oh, you talking
stupid.
About like...
If you
nigga,
ain't,
if
you ain't
just,
going nowhere with it.
If a nigga just like, shit, you ate today?
Yeah, you feel me? Like...
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a dumbass question.
But that be them dumbass niggas who ain't got no personality who be trying to drag the conversation.
That be them niggas that ask what you doing there 5 minutes.
And he ain't even spell it out. He do WYD.
Hell yeah.
No period, no question mark.
Niggas ain't got no type of conversation about this shit.
Right. Yeah. Boring as hell.
Hell yeah, shit. If I ask a bitch does she eat, we about to go get some goddamn wings right after.
Exactly.
I don't know though. Y'all definitely, it's something wrong with y'all. Y'all expect niggas just to send money and shit. Is that the new good morning? Because I'm not with that shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what? Bitch, I ain't sending you no money unless we fucking.
You shit.
If you my bitch, that's the only way you get some money. Fuck you talking about.
What's up with these bitches goddamn talking about? You gotta pay a bill to get to talk to them, bro. We not paying no fucking bill.
I guess
man,
we ain't talking.
I guess we ain't talking at all, Shotty.
I ain't paying no bitch bill that I ain't fucking with like that. And bitch, you can be my girl or something.
Honest,
I might look
shit.
Out, but
to be honest, I might stop paying for dates. I might sound crazy, but shit, it's been a lot of dates I've been on. I was really feeling it, still paid it. Shit, I might just start paying for my own shit.
Hell yeah!
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm
was
too generous,
right.
I'm too nice.
I was right there on that wave with you, and I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. I recently just got took out on a date where a female paid for everything, and it didn't even feel right to me. But I rolled with it because I'm like shit.
Yeah, I always reject him. Like,
but
I'm gonna start letting them pay for it.
Hell yeah, but at the same time, bro, it's a new era. We gotta start being appreciated too. These hoes just can't do everything.
Sure. Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
Shit, sometimes we want to feel taken care of too, ladies.
These bitches be out here wanting everything from a nigga, but what a nigga, right. What a nigga really supposed to want from out?
Exactly.
Like, if you want everything out of me, bitch, how you gonna benefit me?
And you know what's the craziest part about it? How they want to go back on like old school shit. Like, yeah, niggas pay bills, this, that, and third. Bitch, y'all don't clean, cook, could do nothing.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. That's what
niggas, so I'm niggas just to pay bills, bills.
Cook and clean. Because exactly. I can do niggas, what you can't even do.
Bro, that's the thing, though. Like, these bitches different, bro. These bitches complain about niggas goddamn not paying no bills, all that shit. Some weak ass nigga, I gotta take care of the nigga. But, bitch, if the roles was flipped and I'm paying all the bills, I'm goddamn keeping food in the fucking refrigerator, I don't want to come home to no dirty ass house. I don't want to come home to no food exactly. on the fucking table. Fuck out of here with that
and
shit.
And we not talking about no relationship where both of y'all fucking going to work, doing this, that, and the third, because then you split all the chores. But if I'm motherfucking at the damn warehouse 40, 60 hours a week, and your ass at home, and I come home and this bitch
I'm your damn sponsor,
I'm leaving, nigga.
Exactly. Fuck. That shit makes no sense, bro. I'm out here goddamn... Man, fuck
you out here going to the club every night and shit.
Fuck
yes, sir. And don't let us not have no fucking kids. Because if you at home by your goddamn self not doing shit, then bitch, get out.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I'm me personally, I'm gonna just assume the bitch cheating. Because if I leave for work and then ain't shit getting done, that mean goddamn Ray Ray from around the block and came through and broke your back in. Fuck
exactly,
it.
Bro, man. From
Ray Ray and Ty.
Yeah, you know these bitches freaky dicky. They around here big in H slap. So hell, you never know.
Goddamn, all that shit. That's why they backshot Air Stink now, letting anybody and everybody in there.
Probably so.
You at work and your girl getting gorilla dick slapped in the face.
This nigga said gorilla dick, and he talking about gorilla with a U.
The whole neighborhood and this motherfucker just pistol whipping your bitch with a dick. This shit don't make no goddamn sense.
And you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Tragedy.
Hell no, and shit. I don't mean to say bitch, but that's just the way I talk.
That I meant to say it.
I meant to say, because we separated the rail from the fake. You bitches or you women?
Now shout out to the women though, man. We ain't talking about them 9 to 5, them grinding.
And if you feel hit, you feel hit. Shit.
If you feel some type of way, this about you. For sure.
Yeah.
It's really about you. Because 9 times of 10, you feel some type of way because, I've been at home. Hell yeah, I've been at home all day. That nigga been at work. I ain't did shit. This should apply to you. Bitch, you listen to this shit when you could be cleaning.
Exactly.
But by all means, listen, then go clean.
And for all the ladies listening, that's good. We not saying women is servants. None of that shit. It's
none
the context, nigga. It's the context.
You can't expect someone to do everything for you and do nothing. That's the thing.
Exactly. Relationships give and take. Y'all hoes get off y'all ass.
Yeah, it always be the bullshit women complaining about
getting
treated like a real woman.
But shit, while we going on the women, y'all niggas get off y'all ass too. Y'all sorry ass niggas out here getting took care by these bitches.
Yes, sir.
These niggas bad too. I done fucked a couple of y'all hoes. Y'all niggas be going out bad.
Go get a fucking job.
Y'all niggas
be on
going
the block selling nickel bag, dime bags, ain't getting the pack off.
Hey, like Bishop say, how you broke him?
Your girl at work.
Exactly. And that's one thing, while you said that, Draco, I got something right here. How the fuck can you be broke and bored?
Damn. Facts.
Exactly. Go get a fucking job, bro.
Get up off your ass and go get it.
And
nigga.
Shit, if you ain't got a job, but you out there hustling and you get into the bag, this don't apply to you.
If you broke and you just got off work and you bored, I understand that. Because you done went to work today. But if you bored, you ain't got no job. You ain't got no money. You ain't got shit. And you broke and you on your ass trying to watch fucking Mari during the middle of the day. Get up off your ass, nigga.
Exactly.
At least try to rob or something. In try the crib. To do something, nigga. Shit.
In the crib watching Judge Judy, your ass ain't got no hours today. It's one thing you paid all your bills and you broke because a lot of niggas is in that predicament. And
oh, yes. That's a different broke.
It's different than working and broke. You working,
exactly.
Man.
Paying
you
all your
broke
bills,
you working,
broke.
You handling business.
Paying all your bills, bro, that's a good broke. Now, if you broke because you done bought 3 pairs of J's and you ain't got no job and you don't know how you going to get this money back and you like, shit, maybe I can flip this half. Nah, nigga, you broke. Get up off your ass. Get up off your ass.
Exactly.
Get you a job.
And ladies, stop selling yourself short. Stop going out with these niggas. Stop dating these niggas. Go get you a real nigga.
And I'm getting tired of running into these hoes and they say, well, my ex, he wasn't shit. How long y'all was together? Oh, 4 years. 4 years and it took you that long to figure out the nigga wasn't shit? Like, come on, man. Y'all bitches got to do better.
Shit.
Y'all niggas got to do better.
But you know what they say, man. A bitch will leave the relationship mentally before they do physically. That bitch was out there, probably year one. Ben was fucking with her new boo.
But that shit,
Ben was fucking with her new boo. You feel me? Hey, new but boo I was in there for a couple years, and then when it was finally a rap, shit. You know how they get down, they pop out with the new boo.
Yeah, these bitches ain't shit, man.
Hell yeah, be in relationships 2 weeks later. How the fuck you knew that nigga that fast?
That's one thing about a bitch, man. They sugar fake the funk, man. They'll be out that bitch mentally and still think you got your bitch. No, sir. You don't got it. She there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. She there physically, but she gone mentally. Hell yeah. She's gone spiritually. But she don't know you.
But you know that
bitch is never coming back.
That's the difference between, you know, the men and the women, because these women, they'll hop out with a new nigga right away because they've been fucking with bro on
they
the
been fucking with bro for years.
Man, the thing with niggas, though, we'll get out after being faithful the whole time, and we'll just hop out on some ignorant shit, and all the hoes we had just randomly come back. We weren't even talking to the bitches. These women be keeping these niggas at bay the whole time just to reach into the pot and snatch them back out.
Hey, look, everyone that's confused on the math, just calculate it real quick. Just think about the first time you got on your bullshit. Okay, cool. That was a little grace period. That second time you got on your bullshit, oh, she was already texting the nigga that was in her phone every day that she was like, this nigga cute, this nigga that. Yeah, she was texting her. After that second time he was on your bullshit, it's been a wrap. So how many months, years, or how long that was, yeah. That's how long she been with bro when y'all broke up.
Yeah, because these females, man, they get away with that shit either, because they sneaky as fuck.
Yeah, these some sneaky, devious creatures.
Yes, sir.
Me, on the other hand, bitch, honestly, I don't get that much of a fuck. If I get caught, I'm just going to tell the truth, really.
Yeah, really.
Hell yeah.
I don't give a damn.
Shit, I'm on my black youngster. I'm innocent. Let me tell the truth.
But that's goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Black men don't cheat. That's if I get
exactly
caught.
That's why
it ain't even cheating, just whatever you did to make your girl not.
But see, but then I don't know though, because that shit goes sideways, bro. Because females take the smallest shit into, oh, you fucking with that bitch. Like, no,
yeah,
like, what the fuck, like,
bro, you don't even have to cheat on your girl, you're not doing whatever the fuck she went for, she would get to cheat on
yes,
you,
just bro,
not
exactly.
Happy. You don't even have to cheat for her to
bro.
Cheat on you. Like, that's the thing.
Yes, bruh.
You can just stop doing what you can make her mad because it's certain that she doesn't like and you keep doing it and she will go out and cheat.
But
just because she's mad.
Let's piggyback off of what bruh just said. Y'all gotta stop with this happy wife, happy life shit. What happened to the nigga? They be only caring about what they like, nigga. They be mad as hell. You don't do what they like. But when the last time you checked on your nigga to make sure he was all right? Maybe that's why the nigga ain't shit to you.
They ain't check on bruh since week one, exactly. Christmas, and his birthday.
They think because they happy, the whole relationship fire.
Them hoes ain't checked on a nigga since the first date.
First date, his birthday, and Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That nigga going through it. He fighting demons and shit. This bitch is over there.
He having real ass nightmares. Whole time she thinking he cheating in the nightmares. No, nigga's having nightmares, man.
Nigga got PTSD from the block.
PTSD. And you over here worried about what he dreaming about. Think he cheating.
That nigga be fighting demons like a motherfucker. Here you go. Why you fucking with this bitch? What the fuck? Bitch, I'm over here trying to figure out how the fuck I'm gonna flip this pack, get the guy, get out this motherfucker.
They be asking you if you fucking bitches. They be, why you on the game? Why you went out with your homeboy to get something to drink?
You be fighting demons. This bitch worried about why you ain't paying attention to her. Like, bitch, I got better shit to goddamn attend to. Like, why the fuck? Like, these bitches, man, these bitches be out of whack, man. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to the women. I'm sorry. I ain't shouting at no bitch.
Shout out to the women, man.
Hell yeah.
I feel like we didn't spoke enough on it. We didn't cover it all, basically.
We really did. We ain't mean to go in like that.
No, this ain't no relationship podcast. We had to get some shit off.
But shit, we all done been through it sometimes.
For sure.
For sure.
Everybody done been through it a couple times.
Exactly.
So,
if we sound...
Yeah, man. On to some more bullshit, man. Fuck them bitches. Shout out to the women. Shout out to the black women. Shout out to the skinny petite janks. You know, shout out to the slim thick janks.
Hey,
man.
Shout out to the fat moms. You did.
Shout out to all the bitches with the bobs, man. I love bitches with bobs. Shout out to them.
Bro, what? I love a bob cut, man.
Oh, God.
My God. Like, bitch, come give me a hug, man. I don't even like hugs.
Fuck that, champion. Bitch. Come give me some head.
Man. Shit, that too.
I don't want no fucking hug.
Shit. That too.
But sometimes you just want to smell the perfume, then you get a little
especially with that bitch a fresh blank. Oh damn, I love a Man, I love a bob cut on a black woman, man.
Hell
and
yeah.
then they always be sleeping on it, like, oh, I ain't really like that hairstyle like that. I'm like, damn,
we fucking liked it. Put it back.
Yeah, we liked it. That'd be a nigga favorite hairstyle. I swear.
I hate dude, bitch. I hate when bitches be getting braids. I hate that shit.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that. It depends. Nah, you talking about them big ass braids?
Yes, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Shit. I might be the only nigga, but I do like a little thick joint with the box braids, bro. I can't cap.
Shit. I know one thing I do prefer. I prefer box braids over the micro braids.
Oh, yeah. We ain't going for the micro.
Hey, bro. You threw it back to middle school. Chill out.
Micro braids was a scary era, boy.
I love that shit. I love them bobs. I love that goddamn.
The natural curl.
Oh, yeah. For sure. The natural froze, man. I love it. Yeah. Look.
If it's taken care of.
Good caramel. Caramel thick bit with a goddamn fro that goddamn don't look dry.
Yeah,
man. I ain't gonna lie. Moisturize.
I like them thick girls with the goddamn low cuts too.
I ain't too fond of it. I ain't
I ain't never
I like the skinny ones with low cut though.
Yeah, like the little
I ain't never had no bit with no no motherfucking Michael Jordan.
Nah, so. not the Michael Jordan. I'm talking about like a medium Caesar.
Oh, you're talking about a little, you know.
Like a Soldier Boy.
The tennis ball, if you will.
Nah, I ain't never had one of them hoes, man. I kind of like my hoes with hair. No offense to the ladies that are out there, you know, that's brushing their shit, though.
I like them all shapes and sizes, cuts, hairs, all that.
Yeah, for sure. But I just ain't ran across one that, you know, just I ain't never ran across one, to be real, that I wanted. I done ran across some of y'all hoes that be cutting y'all shit thinking they're gonna grow back and that bitch don't grow. I done ran across some of y'all.
Shout out
hoes.
To all the women that cover themselves for religious purposes, cause some of y'all was freaky in high school. y'all took that hijab off. Ooh, I about risked it all, man.
Them hoes, goddamn.
Boy, I'd have told your daddy what you was doing. Ooh, Lord, you would have got sent back out the country.
Bitch used to wear skirts middle school through high school. Then that bitch came out rocking the booty shorts.
They took that shit off. They hair.
But yeah, man.
I'm gonna pray after this podcast today.
Yeah, man. Anyway, man. Off them bitches, man. Shout out to the women, though. Man, I know y'all boys been seeing it, man. The king of R&B, he back at it again, man. He mad. He wasn't nominated for a BET award. That boy Jacquees. At first, I thought he was playing the bullshit first, but then he really mad, bro.
Yeah, he is, but really I ain't even gonna get on this goddamn podcast and goddamn lie because Jordan will call my ass out. I actually listen to Jacquees, so I ain't even gonna say too much.
I mean, I feel like everybody around our generation probably listened to Jacquees at one point in time.
That 4275 album is crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga said shit me.
Nah, bro, that 4275 album been in rotation since like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know what he wanted to be nominated for. I don't, to be real with y'all.
Well, technically they did hold him because his niggas on there. First of all, it's BET, so
yeah,
but
exactly. Bro, look,
y'all bro, really violated bro, him by not putting
he,
him.
Bro,
up there.
Look who he.
But it's niggas on there who ain't even put an album out.
They didn't drop nothing. Like, why is John Legend on there? This nigga should be going to like the Hall of Fame by now or some shit. Like, why is he getting nominated for Artist of what the Year?
Bro, that's didn't even was? Drop an album in 2018.
Like,
I thought he did,
bro.
No,
I don't know.
You sure?
It might be though, because I don't really listen to John Legend. That's like what I don't know. I was about to say some bullshit, but
man, even if he did, damn, y'all just gonna put bro on there? Like, you feel me? Bro probably won so many of them shits.
But shit, you can't really take an award so serious. They just gave Cardi B songwriter of the year.
Man, yeah. Get Cardi B the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, she might be.
She was just indicted.
Yeah, man. They say Cardi. Yeah, they say Cardi B done been indicted on 14 charges, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, probably half of them gonna get thrown out, but I don't know, man. She was wilding with the little that fight shit.
When her documentary come out?
I don't know. They need to keep it.
No, I was talking about the niggas coming out about her drugging and raping them and whatever the hell going on.
Oh, yeah, they didn't do that bitch like they did Bill Cosby.
Shit, Bill Cosby was raping them, but that's another story for another day.
Man, I know she ain't just robbed them niggas off no goddamn before the pussy. She robbed them niggas after she gave that pussy up. Let's be real here. You know she gave that pussy up.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, they get that nut off, then that drug kick in.
Uh-huh.
Super sleep.
I mean, yeah. But
hey, but fuck you, baby. Hey, she should have ran across Money Man. He would have shot the bitch right in her face.
Yeah, he gonna pull her right to the ATM.
Yes, sir. But
yeah, man. Y'all don't talk about that Florida man? Y'all don't
well,
leave
it off. I'm gonna say one sentence for that shit. Well, no, I'm gonna say a little phrase. How the fuck?
Hold on. We gotta talk about it first before you try to pop your shit.
No, I was gonna tell them niggas about this.
Oh,
shit.
Go ahead.
This nigga got them in Florida, thought he got a steal, thought he bought a house for like $9,000. They sold this nigga a goddamn strip of grass in between the townhouses. But my whole thing, bro, I don't even give a fuck or feel sorry for the nigga because how the fuck you buy some land without going to check this shit out before you fucking put your signature down and pay for this shit?
Yeah, bruh should have read a few times.
Yeah, like, bruh, you probably
signed multiple contracts, I'm sure.
Hell yeah, he probably didn't read the fucking contract correct. They probably told him it was the strip of grass. They just thought he knew.
Mm-hmm. And then, nigga, you really thought you was getting all that for $9,000? Come on, bro.
The only type of places shit like that happen is in cities like fucking Baltimore, Detroit, St. Louis, where shit be foreclosed in the projects and shit.
Yeah, this shit be fucked up.
Exactly.
That was a nice little shit, John. Like,
exactly, yeah. Nigga. You're not getting no goddamn Florida vacation townhome for $9,000, nigga. You can't even goddamn pay your rent for half the year with $9,000.
Dumbass of the week goes to him.
hey, man. Matter of fact, yeah. New segment, Dumbass of the Week. That shit go to him.
Yes, sir. Whatever.
This unnamed individual. If y'all don't know what we talk about, say cheese posted it. But yeah, you was an idiot, bro.
Hell yeah. And it's crazy.
Like, my nigga can't even park his car on the strip of grass, bro. Like,
that nigga can't do shit. But
my nigga might be able to prop two lawnmowers on that.
But my opinion, though. How the fuck
he can put a tent on that motherfucker?
How the fuck he gonna get to the strip of grass without getting in them other people's yard? That's trespassing. If Florida's a standing ground, niggas gonna get smoked trying to go to this grass.
Nigga lost $9,000. Sweet little lick on his ass.
That nigga bought that shit. Ain't nobody gonna fuck that shit with them dogs. They gonna sit on his strip of grass.
Yes, sir.
That nigga spent $9,000 for nothing.
Nigga got an anthill on his grass.
Nigga finna come outside. Nigga finna come out, sir. Could you please not walk in my yard to get to your 4x4?
That shit.
You're about to step on the clean ant.
That shit funny as hell, bro. I don't understand how you spend that large of a lump sum of money. And don't know what the fuck you buying. That shit, man. Niggas is dumb.
Hell nah, nigga was sitting at home watching goddamn fucking, I don't even know what the TV called where they sell shit. Bro, what you calling?
Pretty much, bro. He goddamn infomercial ass nigga.
Hell yeah.
That bitch. That's all he did.
A whole house for $9,000. Hello?
That shit funny as hell, man.
He saw that commercial and then he ain't hear the end. But he ain't hear the end part. Where he's talking fast.
Shit.
Yeah, my nigga, you should listen.
Nah, you know them Florida niggas be wildin', bro. Florida back at it again. Florida and Alabama, the Twin Towers.
Florida State on some shit, man.
Yeah, dumbass of the week, though. Definitely his ass.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the new segment. Y'all boys going hard this year.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, we got shit. We really our cap alert segment, man. You know, I don't.
Hell yeah, shit. I guess all
You know, it's a work in progress. You know,
yeah,
all nominations. We working on it for the cap alert of the week or the cap cap segment. I'm gonna have to nominate our boy.
Oh, I know who's getting that one. Aaron, you tripping, boy. Aaron, you tripping, boy.
Wait. I'm gonna pull
Aaron,
up.
Aaron, you tripping.
Nigga, we about to pull up on this nigga right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fuck
get
that.
Aaron on this.
I'm going in. Where this nigga at?
If y'all ain't know or aware, Aaron said I look like No Cap, the rapper from Mobile, Alabama. He bugging. He's tripping.
I'm running in the house like the goddamn Maury cameraman.
I don't know where he pulled this one from. Yeah. Do y'all see it?
Nah, hell no, nah. We got him on the phone right here. Hot take cap alert segment.
Hey, what the fuck going on, y'all?
So we got Aaron on the podcast right now. He said I look like No Cap. He get capper of the week because he's tripping.
No cap.
Literally, because you buggy.
A little bit, my boy. You know, I seen some similarities and shit, man. I see you out there, you know, fighting crime through music and shit.
What?
With them fire-ass punchlines, man. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my boy, No Cap, a.k.a. Sincere Trox.
And I was about to say, whoa, don't drop the last name. I'm glad my shit fake on Facebook.
Hell yeah, don't drop the whole thing.
But yeah, man.
Shout out to Aaron, man.
Shout out to the Cap Alert of the week, man. Shout out to Aaron, The Rock, Ignorant Hands, man. Shout out to him.
Yes, sir.
Shit, man. Really? We got some nice little rundown, really, with the segment shit, though. Like,
IG motto of the week, capper of the week.
Matter of fact,
MS of the week.
We need to goddamn let the folks know, man. They can hit the inbox, hit the DM, man. If they got any type of goddamn shit they want us to get off, you know what I'm saying? If you want us to speak on something, you got some advice, you know what I'm saying? Just feel free to slide in the DMs, man.
Hell yeah.
Also, man, y'all possibly might be able to call in and be able to say what y'all need to say on here, too.
Hell yeah, shit.
Fuck all that. I don't want y'all calling in. Y'all motherfuckers is ignorant.
Fuck calling in, shit. Only reason we had Aaron on that bitch is because that nigga my roommate.
We ain't doing the call in. We got some ignorant ass listeners.
Yes, sir. Some of these niggas worse than us.
Exactly. Shout out to y'all, man. But y'all ain't calling in. Y'all can hit the inbox though.
And some of
we can just read off y'all messages. Yeah.
Some of these niggas don't even be comedy ignorant. These niggas be real deal ignorant.
Y'all motherfuckers might try to hop on here and then we can't kick you out and you just own this motherfucker just saying stupid shit. So nah, we good on that one. But yeah, shit. On to, you know, bigger and better things right now, man. You know, recently we just went through the draft, man. How y'all felt about the draft, man?
Man, shout out to all them boys. And fuck them hoes on Twitter, goddamn. Talking all that.
Y'all hoes, 27, still watching the draft to thirst over young-ass niggas. And y'all can't do the same shit y'all was doing in high school. Like, it's a rap, man.
They talking about these niggas look young. Yes, girl.
Yeah, they're 18.
10 years older.
Y'all was doing this shit, in high school, that was cool, because these niggas older. These niggas are little kids now, compared to y'all.
Hell yeah.
Y'all are 25, 26, 27 years old. Stop busting over these young niggas.
And on top of that shit, though, another thing, shout out to the draft. Shout out to all them niggas' daddies being at the damn draft. You love to see black men with their fathers and shit successful.
Shout out to the suburban NBA players now. Y'all the future now. They ain't getting niggas from the hood no more.
Hell yeah, the only nigga I seen in there who even looked kind of sounded kind of hood, goddamn. Ja Morant was the only nigga with an accent.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all.
That nigga got both parents. Fuck that.
You said what?
Shout out to
that nigga got both parents.
Shit, he from Sumter, South Carolina. Ain't shit out there.
Nah, it really ain't shit out there.
That nigga might be from the trenches too.
Nah, man. Shout out to all the niggas that got on, man, with the NBA shit, man. I hope they have a good career, man. Shout out to my boy Kobe White and shout out to my boy Luke May, man. The boys Tar Heel products, man. They going. I think Luke got drafted to the Bucks. Goddamn, the nigga in the microwave. Goddamn. And my boy Kobe White, he got drafted to the Bulls, man. I'm kind of mad he got drafted to the Bulls. Fuck with the Bulls, man. But it is what it is. I'm gonna watch my boy this year. He finna go nuts. No cap. But shit, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what time of the week it is right now, man. It's the it's our Instagram model of the week segment. Y'all boys go ahead. Who y'all got?
I don't even got one right now.
What we on the IG of the week?
Of course.
Yes, sir. Well, shit, I'm going to piggyback off when I said shout out to the Slim Thick, the Slim Joints. My IG model of the week is Tennessee Thresh.
Oh, you wild, man. Oh, you funny.
Damn, what I did.
Oh, y'all funny, man.
What happened?
This the last podcast. I'm going with y'all.
What happened?
This man said Tennessee Thresh, man.
What's wrong with that?
He done name dropped my little baby.
Oh, damn.
I'm a little hurt by that.
I ain't even know, bro. You know they ain't going to remember that.
I don't really know how to pronounce Shawty's shit, but her shit like Wendy's. Wendellies? I don't know.
I know this man shouted out Wendy Williams. Oh,
you crazy. You crazy.
Fuck out of here.
It's back.
No.
You crazy as fuck.
He shouted out Pinkney. He shouted out Wendy Williams. Jordan IG model of the week is Wendy Williams. He trying to
be But this nigga is cap as hell. Shawty shit is spelled
to be a sugar baby.
Shawty shit is spelled WENDELLYSS. Not no damn Wendy Williams. You're gonna be fucked up in that.
Fuck. I'm trying to get you the bag, man.
I don't want that. I don't want that nasty ass bag.
That's that. I'm better. Like, give me Oprah or something. Like,
I'd rather. Be,
I can't,
rather be
I can't do Wendy Williams. I can't do Wendy Williams, bro. Like,
nah. I'd rather be broke. I'd rather be ass out.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'd be homeless before you see me. I'll be fucking around with Roseanne
because I'd be
nigga said Roseanne. I'm done.
I'd be damned if I got on somewhere and then the bitch. Like, oh yeah, you fuck with Wendy Williams. Hold on, let me bring that shit up. Fuck,
like that was 10 years ago, bro.
Yeah, like leave that shit alone.
They doing you like Karrueche and Chris Brown now. You can't even take that shit off.
Leave that shit the fuck alone.
Yeah, yeah.
These bitches out here be tripping.
We got a double whammy. I got Tennessee Thrush too. Shout out to her.
Damn, a double whammy? We ain't never had one of them.
Well, he did.
Yeah, cause no cap, I was about to name drop her and then Brian came out to cover that. I was like, damn. Fuck. Yeah. Shout out to her. That's my little Buddha. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Make sure y'all go check out the plethora of new music that just dropped, man. It's been an ass music dropping. We ain't gonna really get into it all like that. I ain't goddamn been able to digest half this shit. But
we definitely gonna speak on that next week though.
Hell yeah, that's a lot of shit came out. Like 15,000 niggas done dropped.
We gonna speak on the quality of music and just the overall. It's just a lot of music coming out to where it ain't. Just, I don't know. We gonna speak on it though.
Yes, sir.
You can't digest. You cannot digest that shit, man.
Free soldier. He did this. The internet.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody that dropped shit, man. I'll name drop a couple things just in case you out the loop. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get with the times. Gucci Man dropped. Underachievers dropped.
The Underachievers hard.
Yeah, for sure. YFN Lucci dropped. Lil Baby dropped a single with Future Out the Mud. Lil Uzi and TM88 linked up. Pierre Bourne dropped the tape. K Camp dropped the tape. Rick Ross dropped the single. I don't know if I'm missing
Lil Nas anything. Dropped the tape.
I'm good on that. I don't get that man no airplay. Fuck him. But yeah, go check that Lil Nas X out because you know that's what you fucking with. You know.
Shit.
But shit, that's that.
Shit. Also, shout out K Camp.
Wanted to get into. I mean,
Megatron dropped. Nicki Minaj. Sounds like her.
Oh yeah, the Nicki Minaj drop. What is it? Megatron? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Shout out. XXL coverage, right? We kind of missed that one.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all want to get into
yes,
it?
Yes, sir. We're getting into it right now. We're getting into it.
I forgot about that.
Hey, that shit went over my head. Let me go ahead and start this shit off, man. I ain't going to sit here and lie to you. Double XL, man. Kind of last couple years, I really wasn't fucking with it. I mean, it's a few motherfuckers here and there, but overall, like, the list in general, I wasn't fucking with the whole list. But this year list, I feel like they got that shit dead the fuck on.
Yeah.
I feel like they hit that bitch right on the head. I fuck with pretty much everybody on that shit, minus probably like a few that I done heard before, but I ain't really deep dived in their catalog. But
hell yeah, but shit, all of them niggas got they following. They all pretty solid.
Yeah, it ain't like no unknown niggas that you like, I ain't never heard this nigga before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, because I can't really remember who was on last year.
Last year was like YBN, Amir, Stefflon, Don, and all them.
Smoke Red and shit.
Yeah
Smoke Perp and shit, Lil Pump and shit.
Yeah. Like, literally everyone on the list, I've heard something from them, which that don't mean I like them all, but I can see why.
Yeah.
On it. You feel me? Like, some of the people last year and a couple years prior, I was like, why are they on the list?
Exactly, bro.
Like, that was just like, yeah, that was just that. Like, yeah. they did it right this year.
And
they did it
right this shit year. Cool, too, how they put more than one woman artist on that shit. Cause usually they only put one.
Well, it's a lot of, you know, female rap now. It's real bigger now.
Hell yeah. But
it's a bigger audience.
Shout out Rico Nasty.
Shout out to shout out to God.
Shout out to all of them, man. Shout out to everybody on the cover, man. Even if I don't listen to you, really.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Goddamn. Shout out to Draco, little son. Shout out to YK Osiris, man. Rico Nasty, Gunna, The Stallion, YBN Corday, Roddy Rich, Lil Mosey.
Hell yes, sir.
Blueface, Comethazine, and Tierra Rack and the Baby, man. Shout out to all
of them. Fuck them old niggas in the goddamn comments always hating. Y'all niggas ain't even heard nobody's song.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all of them, man. That's what they said. They really did their thing.
They did their thing. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch the ciphers and all that.
Hell yeah.
I missed the last few of them, man.
I can't lie. I'm really mostly excited to see what Blueface dumbass finna say, because I know his shit finna be funny.
Hey. Chopper and Blueface dropped that damn remix, that video with Cole Bennett, man. That shit hard. Blueface came on that bitch snapping. That shit hard.
Blueface talking this shit now. Yeah. You know, they was getting on him. He's starting to rap for real.
Hell
now.
Yeah, shit. So, that daddy shit that just came out with Rich the Kid hard too. That nigga said he on beat now.
Yeah, that shit straight. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you, man. Blueface came on that bitch. Yeah. They was like, okay, Blueface, I see you, boy. That shit hard.
He was in
his bag with that one. I fuck with that shit.
Him and Chopper was at the cookout and shit.
Yeah, man. Chopper, man.
He looked kind of suspect on that grill, though.
Yeah, he looked like he was only had a hot dog on that bitch.
Chopper been going through it, ain't it? But
yeah, boy,
we ain't even got to speak on it, though.
Nah, we ain't going to speak it. Shout out Quando Rondo, man.
That nigga Chopper arm broke, bro. I was watching somebody live, and that nigga Chopper was...
Chopper and Quando Rondo got going through it. But
yeah, man.
Hope them boys settle their differences, man. Y'all tripping, man. Yeah, get to the money.
Yeah, man. Shout out my boy Quando Rondo. He finna become the... Young boy just got out, but until young boy get off house arrest, that's the new young boy, man. He finna really be in some shit. I can already tell. He not playing. Shout out Quando Rondo, man. I fuck with Quando. I ain't gonna say a lot to you. I fell off. I ain't gonna say I fell off, but I stopped fucking with him, bro, when he was goddamn spitting on homeless folks.
Yeah, I was gonna be that. Stop spitting on people, bro.
I stopped fucking with him, bro, when he did that.
Don't pull off on no damn homeless folks recording.
Yeah, stop spitting on people and doing weird shit. Other than that, you are very talented, bro.
I fuck with bro. I remember when bro was goddamn in and out of jail type shit, dropping fucking beating on a car freestyle. But I fuck with Quando. I fuck with bro for real. I remember when he dropped a hard ass song on SoundCloud like a couple years ago. Then that nigga got locked up for like 8 months. I was like, damn, this nigga might not ever get out because I ain't. Then he hopped out, but he hopped out, went nuts with that shit with Lil Baby. That shit was hard.
Hell yeah, I remember.
Oh shit, I don't really remember the name of the damn song.
No, that song called I Remember, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought that was a shit with Rich Homie Quan.
Nah, the I Remember
was that song
with Lil Baby, bro. The hook literally says that shit.
Nigga, I don't remember the song. I don't know. But shout out Quando Rondo, man. Boy, he finna pick up herpes and all. Shout out to him.
All right, now that we done dick in Quando Rondo.
Why he gotta say it like that? Damn, bro. We need to give a little shout out.
Hell yeah. God damn.
Nigga made me feel bad. I'm like, God damn.
Damn. Niggas can't be fans no more.
Now we done Dickie and Quando Rondo.
Niggas automatically think you a goddamn. Niggas automatically think you a dick host.
I was about to give Quando Rondo the same segment as Drake. Nigga, like, God damn.
I was done with it right then. Shit.
Nigga, I'm on my Noriega drink champ shit. I'm giving niggas they flowers while they still here. Fuck off.
You hell. You
really hell, man.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Wapo on X, man.
Yes, sir. Wapo knees, nigga. Rest in peace.
Shout out Wapo, man.
But yeah, I think we covered all bases, though, man.
Rest in peace, Wapo.
And I got one more last. Well, I already mentioned it from the start, but ladies.
Oh, no.
Ladies. Listen, though. Listen. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Majority of the time, it ain't your pussy that stink. It's your booty. Watch your ass. Wash your ass, please wash your ass, because you got these niggas roaming the streets telling me that your pussy stink, and I know it's not your pussy. Yes. You just don't wash your ass.
Yes, and then plus I'm gonna tell y'all some shit, bro. If you go to the store, stop getting that cotton nail soft. Go to the baby section and get you a good 5-packet of wipes. Get you a good 5-packet of wipes.
Invest in yourself, baby. Do something, man.
These bitches don't care about themselves, man.
Invest in yourself. Y'all focus on cleaning the pussy up. We forgetting your butt stink. You feel me? Like, Your booty stinks. Your booty stinks. You need to really, really reevaluate that shit. Your ass stinks. I'm talking to all of y'all because your shit stinks. Wash your fucking ass.
Backshot Patrol.
Wash your fucking ass.
Backshot Patrol.
I'm fucking tired of this shit, man.
Backshot Patrol.
That's my message, man. Wash your ass. Do a thorough job, man.
And shit, just to make
y'all hoes hop in the shower. Yeah, shit, your pussy,
shit,
like,
just to make that shit even, niggas, put that damn deodorant on, nigga. I'm tired.
Put your deodorant on,
nigga.
Brush your teeth.
These motherfuckers be out here musty as hell trying to sell some weed. I don't know if the weed be loud or they be musty, man.
Yeah, you think you got some exotic. Hell no, that's you smelling like some exotic.
You talking about exotic, but that's 2 days no shower.
That's him smelling like some exotic gas.
Nigga don't walk past me. Damn, bro, you smoked? Nah, that nigga musty as hell, boy.
Yeah. Niggas out here smelling like Afghan cook.
There is no reason why you should be smelling like the pack you got off 2 months ago, bro.
That nigga walk around and be smelling like just straight OG Kush. That nigga busty as hell, boy.
He smelled like a mixture of OG Kush, mid, and some jalapeno.
Nigga smelling like a damn pack of good times from the local corner store.
Nigga, that motherfucker smell like goddamn weed in the ass, boy. These niggas don't make no damn sense.
Hell yeah.
Some of them don't even be doing shit. Like, y'all don't even have no reasons why.
Exactly, bro. Y'all not selling don't crack, watch. Nigga. You not out all night, bro. Right. Take a bath,
they not
nigga.
On the street, on the block with
you
it.
Sell
like,
weed,
y'all just
nigga.
Purposely chose not to do it. Like,
you sell
bro.
Weed, nigga. You at home, nigga. Get in the bath, nigga. And stop getting up and fucking not brushing your damn teeth.
Brush your teeth, fam. Please brush your teeth.
These hoes don't like that shit. You can't pull no bitches out here smelling teeth. Like Bidussi.
Cause I guarantee that's another thing. Some of y'all niggas, y'all, bro, the hoes y'all fucking don't stink. It's you.
Yes, bro. They be niggas be saying bitches pussy be stink, but it was
you
in the room, nigga.
It's you. Like
I'm dead as fuck.
She watches them. It's you. It's you, bro.
Exactly. I mean, shit. And if before you get in the bedroom, just say you gotta use the restroom. Go in there, freshen up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's amazing what a little soap and water do real quick.
Man, a whole bath will get you right.
Yes, sir. A bird safe. Bath. The way y'all don't sink will get you good right.
These bitches be scared to bathe here. These bitches nowadays so damn artificial, man. They got them wash their face. They ain't got that. They don't even look the same. These hoes, man, fuck that shit. That's why them bitches ain't out here washing their ass. These bitches don't even want to watch
that. Come out of there, shit. Mm-hmm. Half of these hoes that got 5 o'clock shadows, all they take is some soap. That shit gonna be gone.
That bitch got a ring around her ass like a dirty right. tub.
All they take is some soap. You ain't even try. Like
that bitch letting the water run down. That bitch.
The water run.
Exactly.
You motherfuckers eat your ass. You shit me.
Exactly, bro. That's
literally, that's you kidding me?
Bro, literally. You got to bring a wipe to the room. And if she tell you to do that, you got to wipe first and double right. check.
Nah, nigga, if I got to wipe that bitch, I ain't eating shit.
Yes, sir.
If I have to wipe that bitch,
really, that shit should be prepared before I even have
exactly, really, the only time you really supposed to eat ass is she just came out the shower.
Yeah.
I don't even trust no all-day ass.
It'd be some one-night stands. Are you not going to eat my pussy? Hell no, no I'm not. You the one inside of
shit, you
me?
Shouldn't
I
even
ask
you
shit.
Don't even try to suck me up, man. You hey, you need to learn something.
You did this. Dude, you done ruined it for yourself. I don't even want you now.
These bitches out here out of hand. These bitches stupid, boy.
You was wiping to suck my dick. So
bitches be out here sucking dick first night in man.
First night. Ladies, it's the difference between giving the pussy up and sucking dick first night. If y'all don't understand the difference, this shit. You need some self-learning, self-growth, and self-evaluation. It is the difference. It's the difference, man. I don't know how to explain it any other way.
Really don't. Really don't.
But, man, get with the Times podcast, man.
Yes, sir, man. That wrap up episode 9, man. It's the Get With The Time podcast. Make sure you follow us on all platforms. Follow us on Instagram at the Get With The Time podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter at 9Drish5. Y'all go ahead and plug y'all shit.
Go ahead, Sensei.
Twitter, Instagram, everything, really. SVNCERE That's my app for everything. Game tag, PSN, all that shit. I don't even get on there, but yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Shit, you can get at me on the Xbox Live, BDrumTheKid94. Get at me on Instagram, BAnthonyD. The O is an X.
And yes, sir, that's episode 9, man. Get with the Times podcast.
You did.
We out.
Yes, sir.